All right, so today's topic is locking in rhythmically to your chords. And this is the example here is Blake Shelton's Some Beach. And this is how it sounds. So I'm going to ask you to play along with that, okay? And this is just by way of example. If you're struggling with rhythm in general, this is for you. How we're going to get Dan to lock in the rhythms. I have some ideas, but I'm not exactly sure, but keep on listening. So play along first. Like 30 seconds or something. Then what happened? Your chord, you were searching for the chord.
Well, yeah, I wasn't sure where. I don't have anything sitting in front of me. So
and that's very common. No, it's very common when the chord, you're unsure of one hand, then the other hand loses the thing. That's the first thing is let's get a chart and put it up. You know, do you have the chords written down?
I actually have the chords on that.
All right, now we got the chords up. We're going to try that again. I'm not going to give you any pointers. I just want you to play along the best you can.
Okay.
Not bad. You actually, the nice thing was you corrected yourself. You corrected yourself. You were listening. You've come a long way, dude. I've known you for a long time. You've come a long way to be able to adjust to where you are. And occasionally getting off and getting back on, that's no big deal. How to lock in even more. So, my suggestions are you listen to the drummer and you move your hand accordingly, you move your strumming hand accordingly. And even if the left hand, the fretting hand, doesn't even make the chord change, you still have to keep your place internally. Like, we're going to go back to the beginning. Now, there's no count off, but it's... If you listen to the drummer always plays on 2 and 4, the snare.
Right.
That. If nothing else, the first thing we're going to do is we're not going to make any chords. We're going to strum up and down, but we're going to accent the 2 and 4 like we're the drummer. All right? So wait till the band comes in, and then wait for the drummer. Wait, don't play yet. Can you hear the... Actually, just tap on your knee with the drummer.
Driving down the interstate, running
running 30 minutes late. Yep. Singing Margaritaville. Right on. Not late, not early, just right on. Yep, and that's 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. Started yelling at me like I did something. Right on it. I'll shut up so you can listen. And then he was gone some beach. Somewhere. There's a big umbrella casting shade over an empty chair. That's good. Sometimes you fall behind a little bit. Let me turn this guy up a little bit. Can you hear the drum I'm referring to, right? Like, wait. Wait, don't. Pop, 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 pop. Oh, wait, really? No, wait, really? Listen. Find a spot just big enough I could park my old truck. A man with a big cigar was getting stop. To his Let's car. Count four on each bar. It goes 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, don't tap it, I'll just count. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. Keep going. Just don't tap, just count. 1, 2, 3, 4. Stay with it, let me hear it. Wait, all right, hang on here. So nice and loud, I want to hear 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. Continue.
1, 2, 3.
Wait, you're falling behind. 1, 2, 3, 4.
1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2.
Keep doing that.
1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2. You're not gonna
1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4.
1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4.
He 1, 2, 3, 4.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Good.
1, 2, 3, 4. 1,
try not to fall behind. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4.
1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Okay. All right, you get behind a little sometimes. And so you do with the strumming, but that's a good start. It's a good start. Try and play lots of different songs while you're in your car and count four.
I usually do.
All right, and then we're going to do it again, and this time we'll count in our heads, but we're going to tap 2 and 4.
He started yelling at me like I did
1, 2, 3.
He flipped me the bird, and then he was gone some beach. Somewhere.
2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3.
There's a big umbrella casting shade over him.
See how you got your leg going,
yeah,
and your hand going? I can't do that.
Okay. Well, we could talk about that.
That's what I mean by natural rhythm.
Okay.
And I know it's a muscle thing.
Okay, you're right. I had my leg going on quarter notes.
You did.
Yeah.
But you asked me to do 1, 2, 3, 4, and then go 2, 3, 4.
Okay, all right.
You know,
let's do it.
I'm fucked up.
All right, let's do it with that's a technical term. let's do it with just a metronome. Let's do it at a different, maybe slower tempo. Just like, let's move. If you're gonna tap your foot, 2, 3, 4. All right, and the loud click is the 1.
Four.
So
1, 2, 3.
So that's pretty easy. And now let's tap as we do that.
Four.
Like 1, 2, 3, 4.
1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Good. So that's very good. So all you're going to do is gradually increase it.
Right.
So that was 70.
But even that.
But that was good, though.
No, I know that was good.
I'll let you finish. I'm sorry.
That was good. But even that, when I'm going 1, and then I get like a little bit of anxiety before 2 comes, because I know I got to slap the hand, and I got to do it at time. You know what I mean?
Okay.
It's the brain working against the muscle.
Yes, yes.
You know what I mean?
Know.
So does that make sense to
it
you?
It does, and the word anxiety is an important one. I think a lot of people suffer from that. I mean, just in our culture. Like, and I don't mean you in particular. I just mean we're pretty neuro, whatever the word is, neuro. We're pretty messed up.
In
this Western culture, you know, and people are. And I was just reading an article about, you know, like depression is at a record high, and the pharmaceuticals that people are on are like quadruple what they were 20 years ago, and all kinds of craziness, you know.
Yeah.
And we're all addicted to our cell phones and blah blah blah, you know. So, but you've said like the brain getting in the way. It's not that you can't do it; it's anxiety. So, but you've shown that you can do it at 70. So we're gonna simply try it at 75, and so. Move the leg first.
One, two, three, four.
That's very good. So the only thing between you and
but Blake that Shelton, time there was no anxiety and I had natural rhythm.
Okay, good. Because you knew you could do it.
Yeah.
But the difference between you and Blake Shelton is tempo. It's not that you can't. It's just it's so much faster than you're used to. That was 70.
And this song is that. I picture myself right there on some beach.
Like 115, 117.
Right.
So, and we were at 70. That's right. That's quite a ways off. So for me to... For me to have you try and do it at 117, which I was doing 3 minutes ago, maybe that's not fair. Maybe it's maybe you need a couple weeks to work up to that, you know.
Right.
And that's what you use a metronome for, to help you. Mm-hmm. That was very good. And you should keep track, like, every day.
Mm-hmm.
And okay, now, how about this? Now, we were at 75, and we could do it on the... We could do it on the lap. Now let's go back to the guitar. We're still not going to strum yet, but I mean, we're not going to strum chords, but we are going to accent 2 and 4, like a natural strum that you would do for something like this: down, down, up, down, down, up, right? Just a regular. But we're going to make the 2 and 4 sound louder. 2, 3, 4. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 1, 2. All right. So do that with me. Yeah. Yeah, do it by yourself. So 1, 2, wait, stop playing and then come in. Like 1, 2, 3, 4. And really accent the 2 and 4. So wait, I gave you anxiety when I said that. Let me demonstrate first. It's gonna go. All right, but I want you to come in on your own, so stop. 2, 3, go. And you started slowing down a little because I gave you an extra task.
Yeah.
So do it without accenting.
Okay.
Just right on the quarter notes. So I'll count you off to 1, 2, 3, 4. Good. And then do your strum like down, down, up, down, down, up. So the up is on the 2 and 4.
Yeah.
So it's going to sound like down, down, up, down, down, up. 1, 2, and 3, 4. And, but put the ups on 2 and 4. So it's going to sound like.
See, this is where I have a whole bunch of anxiety right
okay,
now.
Okay, all right, okay. Well, good.
I can feel it in my shoulders.
All right.
You know what I mean?
Take a deep breath. That's a good sign that you can realize where it is.
And this is what we've always fought with me. And there goes my natural rhythm. So I got to figure out how to get rid of that.
I think it's great. I think the fact that you know where it is and the fact that you know that it's there, this is really good progress.
Because I can feel myself... Do you know when you go do something new and you're like, you kind of shy away from it?
Oh, yeah.
You know, you do it 5 times and think, all right, give me this goddamn thing.
Yeah, right? I totally get that. I remember when the first time I tried to snowboard And I've been skiing my whole life, so I could ski like nobody's been. And then the snowboarding was like, what the freak?
What the hell is this?
By the time I fell on my butt the 10th time and it hurt, I didn't want to do it anymore.
Well, yeah.
So it was really not fun. So from that point of view, I can relate, you know.
Yeah.
With guitar, it's been so long since, you know, I learned. I don't remember. I try to be sympathetic, but I'm really happy that you know.
Well, maybe this is helping you too.
It's helping me teach.
You know? That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Because I can feel myself tense up.
Yeah.
Okay, and once I start tensing up, I got no natural rhythm left.
Yeah.
Because now it's all brain.
It's true. It's true.
You know what I mean?
We're going to keep working with it. So my other suggestion is be as detailed as possible. Like when you go home, write down, you know, 4-4, tempo equals 75, and the strum is 1, 2, 3, 4. Just that, you know, and you could even write muted strum. You're not even really strumming chords, you know, and like be detailed so that the next day, instead of just saying, oh, my rhythm stinks, what am I going to, you know, telling yourself that, instead of telling yourself that, like, oh, I'm going to work on 75 beats per minute,
right,
what that strum. We're going to do it right now just to see.
Right.
All
right,
so I'm going to put this on. First, just do quarter notes all downs like you were doing. This is very good. Like, take a deep breath while you're doing it, maybe. Or 2 or 3, you know. Maybe you need. Beautiful. Except line it up on the like 1, so like so that the ups are on the 2nd and 4th beat, so it doesn't sound like this. 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4. Stop and listen. 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3. Good. Now take a deep breath while you're doing that. And take another deep breath. And lock right on it. Good. Keep a couple of deep breaths. Beautiful. All right, final step. We're going to put some chords on it. Maybe C and F. All right, but don't play it, because as soon as I say that, now your rhythm went out the window. So listen first before you join in. 2, 3, 4, like. And take a deep breath with that. Several. That's cool. So this is cool. So instead of trying to play the Blake Shelton song at 1:17, we're going to play it together. As written, just with 4-4, and it's not hard. You're not learning anything new. You're just learning to relax. There's two reasons we're gonna do what we're gonna do right now. One is so that you could lock into the metronome, like right on every change. And then second is to know that you got 75 beats per minute, totally solid. So that the next time you do it at 80. Mm-hmm. If you can't do it at 80, you go back to 75. But if you do that every sort of few days, whenever it's possible to increase the tempo, then you'll soon be at 1:17. Mm-hmm. But don't have the 1:17 in your head like, oh my God, you know, I got to get to 1:17. I'm only at freaking 86 or something. You know, like don't think about that. Just let it go. Maybe it takes a year, but so what? If it takes a year, you'll always have that.
It's taking me 5 to get this far.
Yeah. You'll never have to go back again. The motor skills that you develop, this is interesting. You on the topic of the anxiety, it also reminds me of the book that I just read called Effortless Mastery, and he talks about how even music teachers and music schools don't help students become masters because they. And I know guitar teachers are guilty of this, and I was way guilty of this before I became aware of it. Now I'm still guilty, even though I'm aware of it sometimes, which is the student goes home with the homework, and then they come back, and even if they haven't mastered it, you're already piling on the next thing. It's not in their best interest. It would be way better to just do something simple for, like I said, a year. And then you'll never have to go back. So right now, we're going to try it. I hope it'll seem easy for you. And if it does, instead of getting bored, try and play a game with yourself. Lock in every single beat right on that metronome. Here we go. We're going to try it. I'm going to do it on the next track. This is already 20 minutes into it.